This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Robert Ozzie is an Arab-American Muslim who wants you to ask him anything about his faith. The Exeter-based photojournalist has put together a program called Ask a Muslim Anything that he hopes will help reduce misunderstandings between people of different faiths. Ozzie joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Why did you decide to put this program together?
I've been writing a column for about 6 years now. It's been appearing in the Concord Monitor and Portsmouth Herald mostly. And I realized that a lot of people have a bias against Islam that's not based on knowledge. It's based basically by not knowing any Muslims, by not having any interaction. There are only 1,200, 1,500, or 2,000 Muslims in New Hampshire. And I realized from my sort of unique point of view and sort of privileged point of view that I could take my answers to their questions and take them on the road.
And what kind of questions are you fielding?
Well, I'm getting great questions. First of all, I'm realizing that the animus is really based on just not knowing. You know, all the rhetoric we hear that's hateful about Islam isn't really built into most New Hampshire residents, my neighbors. And so I get questions that range everything from believing or thinking that Islam is a monolithic religion when it's not, to questions about why don't Muslims denounce terrorism, which they do on a regular basis, to questions on ISIS and Al-Qaeda and terrorism, on women wearing hijab, on the relationship of Jesus to the Prophet Muhammad and Jesus in the Quran. So it just, to my background, to my experience living for years in the Middle East, to have my conversion to Islam as a young adult.
So you're speaking from the perspective of this is you, Robert Ozzie's experience, not necessarily all Muslims feel this way, because as you say, it's not a monolith.
Right. And I don't want to, you know, and I try to make it clear at the beginning of every program that I'm not speaking as a theologian. I'm not speaking as a scholar. I'm speaking from my own experience. In fact, I encourage them to look at many sources because there is as much divergence in Islam as there is in any other religion. And I want them to say, you know, here's my neighbor, Robert Ozzie in Exeter, and this is what he thinks, and this is what he believes, and perhaps that will trigger something. Basically, I want people to become aware of things they didn't know they didn't know.
Do you feel like people were afraid to ask you, and so you needed to offer this sort of explicit invitation?
There was this fear, especially since 9/11, that somehow Muslims were unapproachable. They were the other. They weren't just the other, but they were so sort of foreign even in this land. And so I realized, especially in the last year and a half, which is when I've really taken the show on the road, if you will, people wanted a safe space to ask these questions. They weren't going to write letters to the editor. They weren't going to, you know, it's only trolls and troglodytes that write hateful email to me. Mm-hmm. But that there was a whole community of people that wanted a safe space in a library, in a church, in a school, in a retirement community, where they could say, Robert, I have this question. Robert, I read this or I heard this. What do you think about that? I had a imam from a mosque at one of my presentations recently, and a couple of questions I had were sort of touchy issues, and I answered them, and I said to him afterwards, I said, what do you think? He said, well, I wish I had thought of that, you know. So you know, so we all bring different perspectives, and that's what I want people to know, that there are different perspectives and that not every Muslim is to be perceived as a threat.
So where do you think people should go, whether online or otherwise, to find more high-quality, good information about the Muslim faith?
Christer Stendahl, who was a giant of Lutheran theology, he was at the Harvard Divinity School, and he flew to Stockholm. They wanted to build a Mormon temple in Stockholm, and the people of Stockholm were opposed to it. And so he flew and gave a speech in Stockholm defending building the Mormon temple, and he enunciated three principles of religious understanding. He said, first, don't compare your best with their worst. Secondly, he said, when you want to know about a religion, ask one of its adherents, not one of its critics. And thirdly, he said, leave room for holy envy. And that's the part I like a lot, because I find in all our religious traditions, there's something not only that we share, but that we want to envy in another tradition. You know, whether it's song, whether it's, you know, scripture, whether it's just a tradition of saying salam alaikum to everybody that you meet on the street. Mm-hmm. So, you know, look to the literature, but also, I mean, there are a lot of critical sites out there. So you can go, when people want news, for example, they say, well, how do you know so much and how do you know what to trust? I'll say, don't trust one source. Go to all of them. If a story is too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true. When I give these talks in libraries in particular, I think I've got now 7 libraries in New Hampshire in the next couple of months, I send them a book list and say, maybe you can make a little reserve shelf. These are 5 or 6 books that are non-Western, basically, but give an introduction, another perspective. I'm not saying you have to adopt the other perspective. I'm just saying know that there's another point of view. And so these 7 or 8 books are generally available in those libraries by the time I get there.
Well, Robert Ozzie, thank you very much for speaking with me about Ask a Muslim Anything.
All right. Thank you.
That's Robert Ozzie, who is hosting his Ask a Muslim Anything program along with a potluck dinner at Grace Episcopal Church in Concord on Wednesday, April 26th at 6 o'clock.